Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Age of Radio.
What's going on, everybody? We're back. This is it's not even going to be a numbered episode. My name's Kevin.
And I'm Kevin.
And this is the Dark Windows Podcast. So I'm sure there's a lot of you that are like that follow us on Facebook and stuff will know that we went out to Buffalo this past weekend, Buffalo, New York.
For any
of our non-American listeners. The home of Buffalo Wings. So you're welcome.
Is it really though?
It is. That's where they were they came up with them, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't really know that.
Also, like a middling football team and a subpar hockey team, in my opinion. I'm not a Sabres fan, but, you know.
It's okay.
How do we want to start this? Because, like, you've got your computer open for Patreon, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But, like, how do we really want to start with our adventure that we went on?
Okay, so we left the house.
Oh, fuck off. Not that far back.
So, let's see. Our drive out was relatively... Our drive out was kind of relatively painless, I think.
Yeah, uneventful, except I almost... I did almost rip my nutsack in a McDonald's bathroom trying to pee.
Okay. And also except for the fact that, that's a good start right there.
Yeah. So, we stopped in Fairhaven. Which is the last town before you get into New York State, so we could get gas and get breakfast.
And if you happen that you did not see our video,
right? Because we did go live a couple of times.
Yes.
So I go in. We're standing in line at the world's fucking slowest McDonald's. Order everything on the big kiosk because I don't like to talk to other people. Kevin did the same.
Yes.
I said, don't try to get out of it. You did the same thing reason.
Yes.
Get my food ordered. It doesn't give me a receipt with my number on it. So I'm like, whatever, fuck it. I have to go to the bathroom. Walking across the lobby, and I can already feel myself, like, having to duck walk because the floors are greasy and, like, not even wet, like, slippery.
Yeah.
Getting into the bathroom, and I'm like a fucking baby deer on a frozen pond. I'm all over the goddamn place. Trying to stand still to piss, and I can just feel my feet going opposite directions. I'm like, oh, fuck. Grab the stall, and, like, I'm still trying to handle what wiener I have and not piss on everything. Then I get my feet back underneath me. I flush the toilet and turn, and as I turn, I almost went on my ass because it was so slippery in there. I was like,
yeah,
fuck. Then this old guy walks in. I'm like, be careful. I just walked out. Careful. Don't hurt yourself.
And he comes back out, and he's like, man, I think there may have been the words where, man, that was a goddamn adventure.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, I almost went on my ass.
Yeah, almost fell down peeing. Like,
I'm like, what?
I was sober too. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, we're gonna hold off for a second.
Oh. Oh. Oh yes.
Oh my God, they're so cold here. Coaster. You filthy animal. So yeah.
Yeah. So let's see. So then.
And after that, it was pretty smooth sailing for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, we had, I guess we went to, we found out how much food really costs on the highway.
Jesus H. Christ.
We were like, oh, because Kevin really wanted Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Which we never fucking got.
We never got fucking Chick-fil-A because we only had one day to get it.
Yeah.
And we never got it.
We never got it.
But we got Popeyes.
Popeyes, which I was kind of like, eh, about, you know, because I like Popeyes, but I wasn't really impressed. I mean, I'm a big Popeyes fan, but when I was also kind of disheartened by the fact that things were really fucking expensive.
So stupid.
I mean, because Kevin and I were going to get each. We were going to get 12 nuggets. And I was like, well, why don't I just get 24? And we'll split them.
Because 24 is fucking $38.
And 24 turned out to be less than it would have been to get, you know, each one of us get 12.
Barely.
Barely. Yes. I will say that. And
saved each one of us like $2 doing it that way.
Yeah. We got them. Had them. I mean, well, yeah, well, not really, because there were like 13 a piece, so 12 and 12, yeah. 26, and I think I spent like 28,
29. Yeah, so you saved each one of us a buck.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
so.
Doing it that way.
But I mean, like, or actually, no, maybe I spent a little bit less. I don't know, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But still, we were just like, kind of okay, but it's not really great.
But anybody that's ever traveled across the highway understands that if you stop at one of these rest stops and you get food there, you don't like it?
No.
Oh, you loser. They're good. But if you stop, you get food at a rest stop, it's going to cost you so much money. Like when my wife and I were coming back from Tennessee, we stopped at a Shake Shack in, I believe, Pennsylvania. It was either Pennsylvania. Actually, no, it might have been in New York, one of the rest stops. She got a burger, I got a chicken sandwich, we got a medium fry to split, and we each got a drink, and it was like $64.
Yeah.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, I mean, it's literally highway robbery. Yeah, then you go into like one of the little stores in there, and you want to get a drink, you get a Red Bull, and where it's usually, you know, $3.54, it's $7 for like an 8-ounce can of Red Bull. It's like trying to buy shit on a plane, I would assume.
And how much was the last stop? What was our last stop? It was between stops. Between
the
getting
washer fluid.
Yeah, it was between between stops, because we had like a first stop, and then Kevin was like, okay, I at this point, because Kevin was like, oh, I gotta pee. So we stopped in New York somewhere. And then the second stop, I was like, hey, we got to stop because at some point here, I have to go pee. You know, I have to go really bad.
Yeah.
At some point. Well, so we stopped, and I kind of did a lap because I went pee. Then when I did a lap, waiting for Kevin, and into the store, came back out. And I don't know, something was happening or whatever, and you were like, you pointed it out to me. I don't know what it was, but it doesn't really make a difference. So then we get outside, and that was the day after. It was the day before when we came back.
Yeah.
That's right. So, no. Okay, I'm jumping ahead to the whole thing, but it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. So, jug of fucking blue washer fluid was $9. $9.
Yeah, because I had a headache from fucking the goddamn hotel room being so goddamn stifling hot.
Yeah. The hotel's good. That's its own story. But
yeah, it's its own story. So, yeah. He's like, can't believe how much that washer fluid costs. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the blue washer fluid. I go, yeah, how much? He's like, $19.
It's fucking $8.99 a gallon.
Yeah.
That's
ridiculous. I was like, no way.
What the fuck's going on here?
It's like, holy shit.
So the entire way out, what do? We listen to Brohio because Kevin has never heard of Brohio, and we're going to see these guys live. Well, spoiler alert, this guy live.
Yeah, spoiler.
Holy shit, did we laugh.
Yeah, so we get, so before we...
Some uncomfortable moments where I'm like, we have to do that for the show at some point.
Before we get into that, we get to just about Buffalo, and we're looking up because my brother has a thing for hats.
His baseball autism.
Yeah, he has baseball autism. And
same, but...
We kind of both wanted to actually go to the stadium to check it out. And we figured, hey, well, maybe we'll get there and, you know, we'll at least go to the store. Well, Kevin's like, okay, look up the address and whatever, see if they're, you know, what time they open. Okay, cool. So, look it up. Looking at it. I'm like, we can't go. Kevin's like, why? What do you mean we can't go? I said, they're not open.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're not open? They're not open because you have to get a goddamn ticket, and they're only open till before game time.
Which is stupid. I've been to a couple of minor league ballparks, and none of them have you ever had to buy a ticket to go into the shop for.
Like,
we went to the Woo Sox game. You could have, as soon as the doors were open, you could have gone into the shop.
Yeah.
And people everywhere checking tickets and shit. You could have gone in and bought a hat or whatever. The lookouts, when we were in Chattanooga, you literally go into the park to go to the shop, but there's dudes posted at every gate checking tickets, like even between innings, if you were to walk out for a smoke break or something to go back in.
Yeah.
There's somebody checking your ticket, checking a whatever.
Well, Woo Sox was like, you could walk out and go into the stadium, or you could walk outside.
Right.
Durham Bulls, when I went there, you could do the same. You basically had to walk back outside.
Yeah.
You could not, I'd have to ask my brother, because I'm pretty sure we actually had to buy a ticket to go in, because they had time for fans.
But you were going to the game anyway.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to buy a ticket to go buy a fucking hat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But this was like, you had to buy a ticket. And we're like, oh, that's stupid.
So, of course, I'm greatly disappointed, because this is the Blue Jays AAA system.
Yeah.
I'm like, that would have been great to go get a bison hat. But
whatever.
It is what it is.
And so I'm like, well, we could go to Niagara Falls. I mean, we got some time.
Motherfucker.
So then we went to Niagara Falls. We pull up. It's raining. We're like, ah, shit. Well, it's not too
not
bad.
Not terrible. We've walked through worse.
We paid for the park, which turned out to be like a fucking half hour worth of parking.
Not even.
Not even, maybe.
$15 to park there.
Yeah.
$15.
I mean, if it was $15 and we spent more time, but that's our fault.
We didn't even hold hands or anything.
We didn't. We didn't even take a picture together.
It's pretty gay that we didn't get to hold hands.
I know. So Kevin goes, I got to go take a piss. Cool.
Keep in mind, we get out of the truck and it's not raining anymore.
Yeah.
Sweet. This is going to be all right. I walk in the bathroom. I take a piss and I come back out and it's just fucking downpouring. I'm like, why?
Okay. And this is my perspective on this. I walked over. Well, he's in the bathroom. I walk over to take a look, because I'm like, I traveled all this way. I'm going to see this motherfucker, you know. And I walked over. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't leave. And I'm like, I'll go back and, you know, see where Kevin is, because I don't want to be like, where the fuck are you, man? So went back. As I'm walking back, it starts to pour. And it's not bad at that point. But then as I get closer to where Kevin is at the bathrooms, it's pouring harder.
Yeah.
And then I see Kevin, and he kind of does like a look at me, kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm like looking back, I don't fucking know. So then I'm like, well, I'm drenched. I want to go see this.
I'm still dry at this point.
Yeah.
I'm happy being dry.
And he could have actually stayed there, but I think inside he was like, I kind of want to go anyway.
No, I just didn't want to, like, where aren't you going? So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which I would have, you were like,
I was
want
being
to stay
a
drunk.
Good friend. I
okay,
didn't really
fine.
Care if I got to see it or not.
Whatever.
Because I've been there before.
Oh, but suck my ass.
I was trying to be a good friend, and I paid the price for it, so.
We got completely soaked.
I might as well have jumped in the fucking water.
Yeah.
With my shoes on.
But we got to see the fucking falls.
Yep.
And
big ass hole in the ground with water running into it.
Yep. I took pictures. I was a tourist. And then we got back into the vehicle, and I happened to, check Facebook or something, because I was going to post. Oh, that's what I did. I was posting pictures on the page. And I see Justin had posted an hour ago that he was there.
But because he's Justin, he got there before it fucking rained.
Yes. And plus, he was also there the day before.
Right. Before it fucking rained.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't there. I mean, he was in Buffalo the day before. So then we're like, well, we got to get back to the hotel.
Yeah. Because, like,
we got to change.
At this point in time, we have a 40-minute drive back to the hotel.
Was it 40?
Yeah. If we do this right, we'll be able to get back to the hotel, get checked in. I can take a shower because I'm fucking disgusting. And then we'll have time to get to the show.
And I think your words were, unless the motherfuckers are slow as death.
Yes. And guess what? Fucking slow. We get there. And, oh my God, does this woman ever take her dear sweet goddamn time checking Kevin in?
Yeah.
I'm standing there in my what was once dry shirt that I've pulled out of my backpack, which is now wet because I put it on my hairy, fucking hairy body here, which is already soaked.
Uh-huh.
And I'm waiting.
I could feel, back of my head, I could feel, like, the fucking, like, disappointment, the death stare, the fucking, like, you motherfucker,
I was Cyclops, everyone in that lobby was dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't have to take my sunglasses off. I was just I'm gonna fucking kill everybody.
If he was, like, one of those ones that, like, taps his foot, like, motherfucker, tapping his foot, you're gonna make me fucking late for this event.
No, I'm not a foot tapper, I just... A lot.
I didn't hear that much.
I was far enough away.
But
I tried to keep it to a minimum. But
so I'm like, oh my God. So I go finally get my stuff so straightened out. I go up, go to get my shit in my room. I can't get in my goddamn room. I come back down. I kind of go right beside Kevin. I go, slap my fucking key down. Go. My key doesn't work.
Of course, she stops checking me in to take care of this now disgruntled asshole customer that's standing next to me that I've never met before. Because he's being a real bitch in the lobby. Anyway, the guy there just fucking, like, gave you his key, which I'm assuming is a master.
Probably. So I was going to rape you tonight. You could have gotten
into any fucking room there. You, wouldn't have been a good idea.
I wouldn't go in there anyway. So,
finally get into my hotel room. And we've got a 15-minute drive to the event.
And we think that it starts at 6, and we think...
have, it is 20 of 6, and I'm like, I don't have time to fucking shower and get dressed and still get there.
And I said, why didn't you shower? He goes, fuck it, I don't care.
Fuck it, I don't care. So, get back in the truck. We go fucking taking off. We get there at 6 o'clock. We go up to the door. There's nobody even checking tickets. We just fucking walk in and sit down.
And nothing is going on.
Nothing's going on. We're like, there's other people here. There's like
10 minutes, maybe passes.
5 or 10 other people just kind of hanging out, milling around.
Nick from
Brohio comes. He's dude
doing his rounds.
Fucking class act. He shook everybody in that fucking room's hand. Hey, I'm Nick. I'm with Brohio. Nice to meet. Like, this guy right here is fucking fantastic.
And he goes and he says to us, he goes, "Where are you guys from?" We're from Vermont. He's like, you're from fucking Vermont. Yeah. You drove. How long did it take you?
6 fucking hours.
6 and a half, whatever. Hours to get here. No shit.
Yep.
Well, and then he continues on. So then we're just going, just sitting there, 10 minutes, 15 minutes-ish, somewhere like that, pops around. We're like, well, damn.
Keep in mind, the entire time we're sitting there, there is a 3.5 foot tall, 65-pound dick on a table with all of the Brohio stuff. And I had no self-control. I was like, I'm going to go touch it.
And he goes, I'm going to take a picture with that.
I'm going to take a picture with Girth Brooks.
We're going to take a prom picture.
Yep.
And he was referring to Girth Brooks and himself.
Yep. I even left room for Jesus, you know, like you're supposed to in a prom picture.
Yep. Yep.
No babies
that night.
You keep the arms at a 45-degree angle around the base, and that's how you dance.
Yeah.
That's how we did it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody's seen the pictures at this point. My mom was super disappointed that I was touching a giant cock, but
yes,
whatever.
And so I had to take it at twice. I think it was
a piece of shit.
And it was the second time I took it at a good angle, I believe. Got good lighting. Girth was... good, you know.
He's stout.
Yeah. And so then
we decided to go outside.
We're sitting there. While we're sitting there, before he goes, we take the fucking photo. He looks over through outside, and Kevin goes,
like, that's fucking Justin.
I think it's fucking Justin.
I saw the back of his head and the hair, and I'm like, pretty sure that's Justin. So we go outside. He's got his back to us smoking a cigarette at the picnic table. And I look at Kevin and I go, if he's wearing a Dark Window shirt, I'm going to shit my pants.
Yes.
And he turns around, he goes, what's up, fuckers? And he's got the fucking same shirt on that I'm wearing. I went, I fucking knew it. I knew it.
I was like, I'm like, holy fuck, you called this shit. I'm like, oh, look at this. You know, I kind of like, I'm like peacocking it, like, ooh, look.
Yeah, even though you weren't wearing one.
I know.
You son of a bitch.
I didn't want, listen, as I told him, I didn't want to be one of those people.
Advertising, dude.
You know.
Advertising.
So then he, like, I mean, we never met Justin except for talking to him.
I don't believe that for a second, though. We've met somewhere.
Yeah.
Had to have.
Because, like,
there was no awkward conversation. We were like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Fucking just got talking.
It was like, instantly all right, cool. Like, hey, what's going on, hog? You know? It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
What the hell? And so it was like every time there was a break, we were all hanging out.
Yeah.
So I know what would happen. See, if we three were at a fucking, I don't know, some kind of party or whatever it was, guess we'd be hanging out together.
I'd be looking for dogs.
It's true.
That's what I do at functions. I try not to talk to other people. Like, if there's dogs, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to grab a drink and sit with a dog.
Yeah, but no, you hang out with me. That's the
unless
truth.
There's dogs.
And then we both hang out with the dog.
Yeah, but I just want to be me and the dog. You don't need to be there.
Shut up.
Ruining my moment.
So I think it was like during our second break, we got into this little back and forth banter that him and I go to, and Justin goes, wow, it's kind of nice to see that you two do this in person and not just over the mics.
No,
I go,
no. That's just how it is.
Yeah, that's how we are. No. We've known each other for fucking ever.
Yeah, if we weren't in an abusive relationship with each other, we'd be like, oh man, he's got cancer.
He does. That sucks.
No.
Oh, that sucks. Poor him.
Got to talk to a listener of, I believe he, well, I don't know if he listens to us, but I know he listens to Justin, Jonathan Ellinger. Super fucking cool guy. Told me a wild fucking story.
And I'm not going to say that there wasn't pot that was floating around.
Whatever. We're not going to talk about it because it's illegal in New York. It's like, we're also not going to talk about the fact that I was a rolling felony the entire time we were there
it's
either.
It's true.
So.
Well, hold on.
Not for any particular reason.
Hold on. Before we go any further. We have to go back to Niagara Falls.
Yeah. So we're in Niagara Falls. We're looking to find the parking spot. And,
No. We're going into town. We're
right
in town.
But we're trying to find the place to park.
True. Yes.
So we're kind of rolling up, and there's a parking lot. Then there's like a road that goes out through in another parking lot. So I look up the road, like between the lots, and I'm like,
oh, that's the way we have to go.
I think that's the Canadian border. And Kevin's like, yeah, it's got a border crossing thing. And I'm like, we can't go through there. I'll get fucking killed.
Yes. He goes, I am a rolling felony in both states, or both that country and this state.
Yeah. We're not gonna go into details as to why.
Yes.
Just in case.
No.
But it was not drugs.
No.
But I'm also not admitting guilt to anything. So anyway. We go in. Justin does his set. He goes up first. Had it not been the fact that you could hear like the mic feedback that you hear at a live show,
yeah,
you could have closed your eyes and gone, okay, I'm listening to Mysterious Circumstances. It's the exact same, delivery and everything in person as it was on his show. I'm like, guy's a fucking pro. I can appreciate that.
He is.
We do our break. We talked to Jonathan, tells me a wild fucking story that I'm going to try to get a hold of him and see if maybe he would record it.
Because he knew about your story.
Right.
And he was like, dude, I heard about your story from Justin. Justin's like, hey, you have to listen to it. So I went on and I listened to your story.
Yeah.
And then,
holy shit. His was fucking wild. Like,
yeah.
Gave me goosebumps. Like, yeah. Fuck, dude. So we go back in, and then we get Hillbilly Horror Stories with
great
Jerry and Tracy.
Fucking fantastic.
They are amazing.
Like, you can tell they've been married for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell who's the humor.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, yeah, Jerry later on, okay, spoiler alert, he did have a funny moment later on, but, you know, that's not really a spoiler because, well, we're not going to tell you why until in a little bit.
Right.
So, those two were sitting down, and it was like Jerry was trying to tell a story.
He's trying to be serious. He's trying.
And I said, I couldn't lean over to Kevin. I go, he's me. And she's you.
Yeah.
Kevin just goes, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah,
for sure. Because she's busting his balls constantly.
Oh, yeah. But she was great, though.
And he's telling his story that he did for the show. Because everybody kind of did something local.
Yep.
Justin talked about an unsolved murder in the area.
Yep.
And Jerry and Tracy got into the Angola Pigman.
Well, he also did unsolved murder, and he did a haunted place location. Right.
Then Jerry and Tracy get into the Angola Pigman,
yes,
which we've covered on this show.
And then both Kevin and I go,
I'm like, this story, I'm like,
this sounds
like,
familiar.
It's us in a movie theater where we're always going to fucking talk because it's just how we are. So I lean over and I'm like, this story sounds really familiar. And you're like, yeah, I know. And you're like, the fucking phone comes out and he's scrolling, hit something. He goes, look. And as Jerry's talking, Kevin's like scrolling through his article. I'm like,
Kevin goes, she goes,
fuck up.
She just goes, shut the fuck up. We know. I go, I wasn't doing anything.
Have pictures of the pigman, though. It's true. And that is an unfortunate looking human being.
That is.
Holy shit. That
and they went into a lot more detail than what I did.
We also did that like fucking episode 12.
I know.
Like, we may as well have stopped the show before that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we could have.
But
it was kind of cool. And I actually, after the fact, because we took a break after, and I did go up and I did talk with them. And I told them that we actually had a story of a pigman in Vermont.
Yeah.
And I said, it's kind of interesting how you, I'm like, cause they were saying that kids at one point used to go to the location of this place.
Where you go out to finger and stuff.
And they would hang out or whatever and drink and do your things. And, well, I said, that's the same thing that happened with ours.
Yeah.
It was the same exact thing.
It's the same thing that happens with Goatman. It's the same thing that happens with Bunny Man. It's a, you know.
Yeah, I was like, it's kind of close to the same thing.
And they have amazing accents because they're from Kentucky.
Yes.
And, like, Tracy is a fucking saint. Like, I love that woman. I met her once and I was like, I just want to be like, you're the best. I just want to, like, hug her, you know?
Hey, I did give her a hug. I was like, no.
I did, too. Yeah.
She was, like, do the thing. I go, no, we hug.
She reminds me of your mom.
Yeah.
Like, where she's just a fucking giant smartass, but she's, like, this 5-foot-tall, like, tiny little woman. And the kind of person that if you gave her shit, she could make you cry by talking to you, probably.
Yeah.
Just be like, and it would sound like she's being super nice, and you'd walk away and go, wait a minute, I think she called me an asshole.
Yeah, without calling me an asshole. I equate it to your aunt. Your aunt, that's basically my mom's drinking buddy.
Oh, no, she'll tell you you're an asshole.
But, well, my mom will, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're drinking buddies. Yeah. They're kind of the same person.
Us northerners don't have a problem being like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean,
you get down south, and they're just real nice about it.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, my mom is from the south, so she
it doesn't show, though, because she's like, nah, you're a piece of shit.
She's been here for quite a while. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, it was so cool to, like, just, I kind of went up, I was like, you know, didn't want to waste their time a little bit. Right. I was kind of like, eh.
Professional courtesy.
Like, but then there was, like, a call, like, you know, of, like, get a beer or something. It was like the beer call. Woo!
And, of course, we went and got beer because there was beer to be had.
So we went and got a beer, and then...
They had Bud Light on tap. Didn't drink any of that shit, though.
No.
Got me a Blue Moon.
And I got me some other one, and I was like...
Bleh. It was like 4 miles or something. It looked like a dirt road.
Yeah, it was like, wasn't all that great. So then we went back outside, and Kevin's like going, can we bring our beers outside?
I was like,
let's fucking go outside.
Yeah.
So I fucking walk right out with my beer. And I'm drinking a beer outside. Justin's got his fucking, I don't know, one of his 12-pack or whatever that he has, because he has a fucking cooler. And, or someone else had the cooler, and they were supplying it. And, so we're just shooting the shit, like a whole bunch of different ones.
You want to talk about being a fucking man? He's smoking Lucky Strike 100s. Yeah. I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert, I did two later. But
so then he says to me, we're standing there talking. He says, you know, I didn't think you were as tall as you were.
Yeah.
I go, what? He goes, yeah, I didn't think you were this tall. I go, okay. He goes, well, because, you know, when we talk on the thing, you kind of look like you're shorter because you kind of slouch and you lean forward. I go, okay.
And I chime in, it's the gut and the tits. They pull everything down and together.
Yes.
Does the same to me.
So I'm like,
because I get that a lot, too, where people, you know, when I'm sitting down at work and then I stand up, like, oh, you're taller than I thought you were. Well, yeah, because I fucking hunch because I have terrible posture and I'm a piece of shit.
You're not a piece of shit.
I'm kind of a piece of shit, though. It's okay.
Nah, sometimes.
So then we go back in and we get Brohio.
Yes, and we only get half of Brohio.
Well, we got half because Rob wasn't there because Rob got fucking Blink-182 tickets. And he was like, I have to do that instead. That's fine. I get it.
Whatever.
So instead we get Nick from Brohio and we get Jerry from Hillbilly Horror Stories.
This is the part where we say
Jerry
we
on Brohio is a completely different human than Jerry is on Hillbilly Horror Stories.
Yes, because Jerry on Brohio was like, hey, I can let my hair down and
bald, but that's okay.
True.
Let my scalp down.
He can, you know, metaphorically let his hair down and just be like, fuck it. You know, I'm not doing anything. I'm not reading anything. I can just comment on stuff, kind of like his wife does.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. I don't know if, you know, I'm going to probably say there's equal work.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So then, for this particular event, she was kind of letting her hair down.
Well, I mean, if you listen to the show, that's how they are. That's the roles. That's, you know. So Nick comes up, and he's got a list of circus freaks that he's going to talk about. And the first one he did was the bearded lady. Going through her story about how she was fucking kidnapped by some circus, like some guy running the circus. She made a bunch of money. Then she fucking escaped and went back to her family and was like, no, this sucks. I'm going back to the circus. And he pulls up pictures of her. And the first thing I thought, I was like, dude, she looks like a general in the Indian Army. This big fucking thick beard, like big thick eyebrows. I was like, she's like kind of dark complected, like maybe like probably like an olive, you know. I'm like, in the old like sepia pictures, I'm like, she looks like an Indian dude.
Yeah.
Like push start, not pull start.
Yes.
Indian, you know. 7-Eleven, not you know, Trail of Tears Indian.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, he hits some of the classics, like, you know, Grady Stiles, the Lobster Boy, was a huge piece of shit. A couple of others, woman with giant big fucking feet.
Yeah, like what do they call him, Wolf Boy or whatever it was.
He's got that whatever it is, the werewolf thing, covered in hair and shit.
Yeah,
which is weird. He was Polish because usually, like the ones you see nowadays, they're usually South American Mexican.
Yep.
But he made it. He had a good comment that as soon as he said it, like as soon as the story was finished, I went, "That's." So him and his wife, they've got a friend that lives down the street from them. She's an older lady. Her husband's passed. She starts dating again, and he's like, "He's a nice guy. He's kind of a retard, but he's a nice guy." He's like, you know, any married couple has the conversation of, you know, if I were to die, what would you do? And we had that conversation on the way up here. And I told her, he's like, well, if I die, you can always just, you know, go marry some retarded guy like she's doing. And she looked at him apparently with a straight face and went, I don't think I'd do that twice in a row. But that's something my wife would say to me.
Yes. That's pretty much what he covered was like mostly just that stuff.
Yeah. And of course, if you listen to Brohio, it's like there's constant dick and fart jokes, and that's why I love the show.
Yeah.
So he's always just, it's just how they are. So anyway, the show gets over. Everybody starts filing out, and everybody's like, you know, we're supposed to pick up your chairs. There was a lot of people that didn't pick up their fucking chairs, but that's why we were there.
Yeah, so we just instantly went into that role of what we normally do, which is help pick up.
Me, Kevin, Justin, Nick, and this other like super nice couple that were sitting up front putting chairs away. Chairs all get put away, they leave, and then it's me, Kevin, Justin, and Nick helping Jerry get everything picked up and fucking rounded up stuff to put out in his car.
And then he's like, okay, Jerry goes, all right, well, I'll bring my car around. Okay. And then he just starts barking. He goes, okay, that has to go out first to, like, me. And he's like, it's pretty heavy, though. I'm like, okay. Buckle onto it. He's like, whoa. Kind of, like, looked at me like, whoa. So I've carried all out.
It's fucking pouring rain again.
Pouring rain. I slap it in, and then he fucking, like, we just basically set out and just, like, took everything down. They didn't even ask us to do any of this.
Me being me, they have these big speakers. They're, like, 3 feet tall. I go up to the bartender. Super nice little old lady. I'm like, hey, can I grab a couple of trash bags? I want to bag up their speakers so they don't get wet. She goes, okay. Is there any trash out there? And I'm like, give me a third bag. So I go and I bag the speakers up. And I go over and I change the trash, take that, leave it over by the door, put the fresh bag.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I changed the fucking trash.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know how they got everything into that car.
I don't either.
They have like this little like mid-sized SUV and they've got like 5 totes, these 2 giant fuck-off speakers.
But Jerry was all like, this shit. Had like an order and was like, okay, this has to go here, this has to go here, this has to go here. And then you put the speakers in the back. And then this and this.
To pack that, the first thing I thought was, like, at some point in time, this guy has worked at either FedEx or UPS.
Has to load
a truck like that.
Yeah.
You know? But we get everybody, you know, everybody's all packed up, and Jerry and Tracy are leaving because they're going, I don't know if they were going back that night or if they were going back to their hotel or whatever.
And then Nick says to us, as we're loading shit in, he's like, so you guys do a podcast?
Sure do.
Sure do. Well, what's the podcast? I point at the shirt. I go, that one. He goes, oh. I go, he's like, well, you guys got to send me a promo.
And to which I go, oh, we already did. You ran it for us on your Titanic episode. And you can see the wheels turn. And he's like, that was a long fucking time ago. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, and me being with my stupid fucking memory that I have for this, I'm like, yeah, you ran yours on your Titanic episode, and Justin ran ours on his Doc Holliday episode. And he's like, Jesus. He's like, you must have got a bunch of listeners from both of those. I'm like, yeah, dude. Because, like, Doc Holliday is one of my favorite ones that Justin's ever done. Fucking incredible.
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever told the story about how I first started talking to him either. Have I?
Who?
Justin.
No. I don't know. Maybe not.
So I found his show when we first, like, very, very, very first started. I ran across it because there was a topic I was looking at, and it popped up, and I started listening to it. I'm like, okay, cool. This guy's good. And there was another show I was listening to, which I don't know if I should name it or not. Other people have probably heard of it. It's called I don't know if they're even still around anymore. So, okay.
I don't know why that's...
It's going to be relevant here in a second.
Okay.
So I'm listening through all of Justin's stuff, and I listened to his Jesse James episode. Which, yep. If you've never listened to anything he's ever done, fucking shut this off, pause it, go find stuff that, like, any episode that Justin's done on, like, Cowboys or John Dillinger or Bank Robbers, yeah. Fucking ridiculous. It's so good. So I listened to his Jesse James episode, the week, like, the series, like, the week that it came out. The next week...
I think that was the time where you were talking with him, and you told him... to get in touch with me, or no, maybe it was, I don't know, whatever it was, something to do with that. And then he gets in touch with me, and him and I start chatting.
Right.
And this is when I told him that, oh yeah, my aunt is related to Wyatt Earp.
Right.
And she's also related to the Quantrells.
Right.
The Raiders.
So, listen to his Jesse James stuff. The very following week, this other show... just so happens to release a Jesse James episode.
Oh, yeah.
That shit happens. We've done it before where there was another show that I was listening to at the time that I don't think's around anymore. I'm researching Pigman stuff. And as I'm researching it, I get a notification for a new episode where I'm like, motherfucker, they're doing Pigman episode. That shit happens.
We've also done an episode and we've had another bigger podcast than ours. Cover the same fucking episode.
Not going into as much detail, and they get more downloads, and then also get like $80,000 a month on Patreon because of the name of their show. I'm not bitter though; it's fine.
And also say information that's not accurate.
Right.
And then we're like, oh, okay, that's stupid.
So I'm listening to these guys talk about Jesse James.
But we're not bitter.
No, not even. Not even a little. So I'm listening to these guys cover Jesse James. And I'm like, this is sounding a little familiar. I keep listening, and I'm like, they're wording shit the same way. They're doing it at the same pace. Like, these fucking guys copied his show. So I was like, hey, man, I know you don't know me, but I wanted to let you know that this other show that I've been listening to, and I named it, I'm like, they covered your Jesse James episode. What do you mean? They did your Jesse James episode. So he messaged me back a couple days later. He goes, you're right. They did. And I was like, that's fucked. Yeah. Like, that's fucking gross. And we've been talking ever since.
Yeah.
So so that's how that happened. But
So we get everything done, and Justin comes up to us. We need to go to him.
Oh, hold on. We're skipping a very important thing here.
Oh, yeah. What would you skip?
Where Nick is loading up his table, and he brings out this bed sheet to wrap Girth in.
Oh, yes.
And he's telling us the story of Girth Brooks and how that came to be. He's like, the guy that sent it to us messaged us like right after we got it. He's like, I'm so sorry, guys. I ordered you the black one, but they sent you the white one. And I said to him, like, it's probably a good thing you got the white one, because the black one is probably a foot longer anyway. So he gets it all wrapped up, and he's like carrying that to his car. I'm like, dude, is that in the trunk, or did you have like buckled into the back seat? He's like, no, it's in the trunk. But the whole way here, I was hoping I was going to get pulled over so I could act suspicious so the cop could search the car.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, a 70-pound dick in the trunk.
He goes, I was hoping to get pulled over, because he did that in the podcast.
Yeah.
He goes, I was hoping to get pulled over just so that I could be like, you know, act all like
don't
weirded
look
out.
In the trunk. There's nothing back there.
Act all weirded out, but not really be uncomfortable. And then have him see that and be like, oh, shit. You know? But, So Justin, you know, not are doing. We kind of thought, yeah, I think we were both going to ask him anyway. Hey, yeah. You want to have a beer?
Yeah, let's go just, get a beer and
just hang out, you know, for a little bit.
Because my game plan from the beginning, I'm going to have two or three beers at the show.
Yep.
We're going to go back.
Get some food.
Have an early night, go to bed, get on the road early because we've got plans for the way back. That didn't fucking even remotely happen.
But we still did get it up early, though.
Right.
Well, at least I did.
It didn't happen because
we had a couple beers.
We had a couple beers.
Justin says to us, hey, want to hang out? Have a couple beers. Cool. So we went into the bar and we grabbed a beer.
Yeah.
Each one of us.
Yep.
And Justin was going to pay. And Kevin goes, no, I told you if I ever saw you that I was going to pay. So he pays. And,
keep in mind, I spent $6 on three beers at the BMW.
$6 on three fucking beers, okay?
Which I liked.
So these two other ladies that happen to be listeners of Justin were like, have been talking to him and some others about going to this other place.
I think Tyler was in that conversation.
Tyler, too.
Tyler Allen, who's the host of the Minds of Madness podcast, who, when we get to that point in the story, I'm going to cut you off because we had a conversation that you were not privy to.
Yeah. So they were like, hey, you know, we're going to go to here. And so Justin's like, you guys going to fucking come with us or what? And I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I was like, okay. But I'm like, but he's driving. Kevin's just kind of like, yeah, okay. Meanwhile, we're only like a little bit into our fucking beers.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, put mine down because I was like,
ugh. I drank half of it.
Yeah, I drank about half of mine because I, like, swilled it down. I think Justin may have polished his off.
Yeah.
In, like, a short period of time.
So, here's the thing that I am not ashamed to admit. I'm not good with peer pressure when it comes to drinking.
Yes.
Or smoking things.
Yes.
So, like, I was like, nah, I don't know. And he goes, just come out. Okay, let's go. So it's like, it doesn't take a full twist of the arm. It's just like, don't be a pussy. Okay. You have to get the full word out, and I'm in.
So then he says to me, he goes, punch that in this place. Okay. So I punch it in. I look on the GPS, or maps, I should say. And I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, it's just down the road.
Yeah.
And Kevin goes, okay, well, we got to get gas. So we pull out, follow the GPS, and I looked up, I go,
There's a 7-Eleven right across the fucking road.
Right there. I go, well, holy shit. And then while we're he's pumping gas. I look over and I go, hey, there's the fucking place right there.
So it's a place called Tap That Tap House.
Fucking great.
This is the coolest fucking concept ever. You walk in, there's no bar.
No.
Okay. You walk in, there's a lady there at the counter. You hand her your card. She just like taps it on the thing. It gives you...
Starts your tab.
Yeah, gives you a plastic, almost like a laundry card. And she's like, okay, so what you do is you go over to whatever tap you want, touch the sensor, pour as much as you want. You can test them, blah, 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 this, that, the other. You get charged by volume, okay? Yes. Which is fucking awesome. So I get my card. Justin comes over and is like, all right, what are we drinking? I'm buying your first one. Okay, cool. Just find going around. I still have an empty glass, and Kevin goes... Dude, they have Down East over here. So Down East is one of my favorite cider companies that I've ever drank anything.
And
he says
to me, his response was, oh yeah, what kind? I went, creamsicle. He goes, no shit.
My first words were, you had me at cider? And I walked the corner.
He walks the corner, goes over, and Justin's like, never heard of that.
That's weird, okay.
So then Justin puts this card on, fucking Kevin pulls the fucking handle, pours it down. Justin, he takes a sip and goes, that's pretty good.
Oh, fuck.
And Justin goes,
no.
Takes the fucking glass, takes a swig, goes, oh, that's great.
So I filled it back up and I drank it all before we sat down. Went back and I'm like, all right. So I get my card on. He's like, no. He's like, beats me over to the thing because he's getting the same thing this time. I'm like, God damn it, dude. Let me buy my own drink. Tap the thing. I fill it back up. We go back over.
He says to me at the time,
like, motherfucker, get
your fucking shit. Okay, cool. I got whatever.
Dude, he was trying so hard to get you drunk.
He's like, so we get sit down. We're all fucking chit chat and whatever. And
trying to play Uno, realizing that one of the people there doesn't know how to play Uno.
Yeah. Or hasn't played Uno in a long time. Right. And we're, you know, like my drink's gone. And he goes, all right. Come on, let's go. Another drink.
I don't think he understood that you can drink. I think he thought you were some kind of a lightweight. And I was like, you went up to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, dude, if you're trying to get him drunk, it's going to be a minute because he can drink. Really? I'm like, yeah, like Kevin can fucking drink, dude. Like, if you caught me 10 years ago, me and you would be fucking trashed. Like, I'd be walking around in the parking lot with no shirt on drunk.
Yeah.
You know? So we sit down and we're getting ready to play Uno. Justin goes out for a butt. Kevin's in the bathroom, and I'm sitting there with Kathy, and I cannot for the life of me remember the other lady's name.
Helen?
I don't remember.
Maybe
they were super nice though.
Yes,
I know
they
much.
Were. They're from outside of Philadelphia.
Can't
somewhere.
Hold that against them.
No,
because they're from Philly. So I'm sitting next to Tyler, and he starts talking about his show, and I'm like,
oh, and by the way, Tyler. Okay, Tyler is dressed dressed like, you know, he was going out on the street,
right,
you know,
like
going to
out,
dinner.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's
everything.
He's got, like, nice jeans and
he feels like he has to explain, like, this is at the event. He goes, listen, I'm dressed like this. I know you were all dressed like that. He goes, but I'm dressed like this because my wife would not let me leave the house.
She said that I can't dress like a 14-year-old anymore.
Yeah. We're like, oh, like, huh? And he goes, yes. Which was... You know, cut jeans.
Rip jeans, a black t-shirt, and chucks. And I'm like, okay. I'm halfway there, brother. Like,
yeah.
I don't have chucks, or jeans.
He's all, like, dressed to the nines. And then I guess you two will start having a conversation.
Yeah, so we're talking. And I'm like, you know, how many people, you know. I don't realize that this guy's, like, big time, right? I'm like, how many downloads do you get a month? And he's like, oh, man. I'm like, no, how many? He's like, I get like 2.1 million. I'm like, fucking what? So he starts talking about all of his equipment and stuff. I'm like, okay. I'm looking at, like, he's showing me his microphone. And I'm like, the brand looks familiar. I'm like, that's like a $2,500 microphone. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he said, at this point, I'm back.
He shows me his fucking shed that he records in, right?
I had heard about the shed.
All of this, like, all of his gear, everything in there, he's like... Like, yeah, I'm about $120,000 into the shed. I'm like, that's almost what I paid for my fucking house.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, for as successful as both of these guys are at what they do,
humble.
Super fucking down to earth.
Very humble.
Like, very, very humble. I'm like, these are good people.
Yeah.
You know,
Oh, yeah.
You got that with everybody that was there hosting stuff. These are just good people. These are regular folks that have found a way to be successful at something that so many other people do that aren't successful at it, and they're still just fucking regular people.
And so, so at this point, Kevin's still talking. Justin had come back. Justin realized my beer was empty. He says, come on, let's go. Let's get another one. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll try something different. So then I tried this one that was some German one that was a blackberry or something like that. I get back. I'm like, holy fuck, this fucker's tart. I'm like, well, whatever, I'll drink it. So I'm drinking it down, and I get halfway done. He goes, you need to refill. I'm like,
your glass is half full. You need to refill.
I'm like, well, okay, I'll go back up. I think I'm going to cut this. I'm going to cut it with the Down East. So I cut it with that.
Kevin performed alchemy is what happened.
I tried it, and I'm like, holy fuck, this is good. Justin, try it. Justin tries it. He's like, ooh. So I get back, and Kevin and Tyler are having a conversation still. I go, Kevin, try this. He's like, what the fuck is this wizardry? I go, it's this one and this one. He goes, whoa.
So, like, the rest of the night just goes by. We're just shooting the shit. Like, we played, like, two games of fucking Uno, and it's still on the table.
Well, it was a game and...
Yeah, game and a half. So everybody, well, the ladies decided it was time to go home.
Yes, and Justin was like,
I was like, what the fuck, dude? I'm like,
I'm still like in my prime of drinking here. Yeah. I haven't got Kevin drunk yet.
So we all go outside. We're the last six people in this bar at like fucking what, 12 o'clock?
Something like that.
So we're outside.
You know, no hell, before that, we were there like the last ones there at 11:15.
Yeah. So we're hanging outside smoking cigarettes, waiting for their Uber to show up, just telling stories and shit. And, we're just shooting the shit.
Before they leave, Tyler says to us, he says, hey, send me a promo. Make sure there's no swearing in it.
I almost shit my pants.
And we're, he goes,
like, yeah, go for it.
He goes, and we'll play it. And then, I don't know, I must have gone back inside, because you later on told me. I was like, well, it'd be nice.
So?
I won't count on it, but
it'd
be nice.
But they, everybody loads up into the thing, and Justin's like, ah, it's fine. I got a freezer full of beer at the hotel. And I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. So we go to fucking McDonald's, go back to the hotel, go in, and my hotel room is approximately 112 degrees.
Yeah, mine's the same way. And I previously, before I left, I turned that fucker to cold. And I told Kevin this. I'm like, I already turned mine to cold. Hopefully it's cold, because it was hot as balls in there.
I had mine at like 65 on heat, because I had my clothes, my soaked wet ass clothes, on the heater. And I walk in and my room is a million degrees, like humid. Like you could, I'm surprised there wasn't fucking frogs in there, and it smells like wet dog.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is good. So I go in, go to the bathroom, do all my stuff, sit down, have my food. Watching South Park, and I'm like, I'm not really buzzed, but I'm feeling decent. I should go to bed. I lay down. I flop, 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 flop. I'm like, fuck this. I'm like, it's too fucking hot. So I turn the air conditioner off. I just fucking peel everything off. I'm laying on top of the sheets. Finally fall asleep. I wake up the next morning where I had fallen asleep naked on the top of my bed. I wake up the next morning with my pants on under the covers. And I went, wonder where I went, because I have a tendency to sleepwalk when I drink. Nothing else was out of place. I had my shoes on and my pants on, so I went for a walk somewhere, apparently, and got back to my hotel.
Yeah.
Don't fucking know what happened.
I
wasn't drunk. I sleepwalk. Yeah. So I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I woke up, and I was like, I have a fucking headache from this room. I mean, I'm like, wow, because my sinuses were, like, pounding. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to get dressed, and I'm going to get my shit packed, and then I'm like, I'm going to go outside.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Kevin's probably not up, and he said he didn't want to leave until, I don't know, 9 o'clock, whatever it was.
Joke's on you, I'd been up since 6:30.
Yeah, well, I had about that too. And I go outside, and I proceed to walk down the strip, and I'm like, man, I'm kind of feeling a little bit better. I still got a little bit of a headache, but whatever. And get a message from him. you know, something about whatever. I'm like, oh, he's fucking up. And then he calls me up.
Let's go to fucking Hortons.
Let's go. So we fucking take off, go to Hortons. So you get there. Some old fucker. He was cranky,
but he's probably also been there since like 4 o'clock.
I know. He gets cranky because, you know, because we're standing there, don't know what we want. He's like, oh, great. Yeah, somebody stands around, you know, and then a whole crowd shows up. I was like, come on, guys.
See, I wasn't in a mood to deal with this, so I just ignored him, and I got my fucking Timbits, my sandwich, and...
Yeah, so then, like, I ordered my stuff and got the fuck out, and I ordered, what was it called?
Some sausage burrito thingy.
Yeah, so a farmer's breakfast or something.
Whatever it was.
It was a burrito. Was, like, basically panini-styled, and it had double sausage, real cooked eggs, and I was like, yes!
So... I could have had two. What did we do later that day, though, Kevin?
So then, because we were taking off early, because we were going to go to Cooperstown.
We went to Mecca.
Yes, we showed up there and it was like,
It was the atmosphere was different once we got into town, but the real experience happened on the bottom floor, where it's like you turn a corner and it's like, it's like discovering Jesus.
Yes.
Like, wow, it's real. All of it's real.
Yes.
I'd been there before, but it's still like...
All the plaques
are
there. And
including one that I took a picture of. Got to share this with the class because...
oh, it was great.
You guys are children like me. Obviously, I get like Roberto Clemente and you know Tony Gwynn and all these guys. And I come across a guy that played, according to his plaque, his name is Cumberland Willis Posey Jr., he played pre-Negro Leagues, 1911 to 1919, for the Homestead Grays from 1920 to 1946. That's a long fucking career. Yeah. He played from 1911 to 1946 professionally. Guy's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Very good baseball player.
Yep.
I like to think that he's in the Hall of Fame because his nickname was Cum.
When Kevin sees this, I just hear a chuckle, just like he just did.
No, I was like, I saw it and went,
yeah, and then I look over. And he's taking a picture, and I'm like, what the fuck's he taking a picture of? Because he's really close. And I look over, and I'm like, his nickname's Cum.
And there's, like, these, like, fucking group of, like, they're probably, like, 15 new baseball players, you know, younger kids or teenagers. And none of them understood the joke when they walked by it and looked right at the guy and read his plaque. I'm like, I wanted to stand there and be like, hey, look. I just point and be like, his name's Cum.
Yeah.
It's funny. No. Laugh. Laugh.
No, but they didn't.
I was like, goddamn.
They were just like... Boom, right over, like buzz right in front of us, like, look at a plaque, look at this other one. Yeah, great, right, whatever.
Yeah.
And took off.
These are the people that, like, walk past, like, fucking Mickey Mantle and all these guys, and you're like, whoa, Derek Jeter's over here. I'm like, yeah, but you also just fucking walk past Joe DiMaggio and fucking Ted Williams and Babe Ruth and all these other guys. But, yeah, Derek Jeter's there, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that was kind of cool that they had the first class.
That was really cool.
You know, all by themselves.
Yep. That was cool.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, Ty Cobb and Honus Wagner.
Yep. Yep.
And Babe Ruth.
Bunch of guys.
Yeah.
There's so many fucking plaques in there.
Yeah.
And there's two. There's two guys that were inducted this year that don't have their plaques yet. One of them was Fred McGriff. I couldn't read the signature of the other one. So what they do is while they're waiting for the plaque, they just sign the chunk of marble that's behind it.
Yep.
I know it's like, yeah, they got their signature on it, but I also think it's more for whoever's going to hang the plaque. So they go... yeah, okay, that one goes here. And you can tell which plaques people have touched more because, like, Jackie Robinson's, the plaque looks fucking brand new because it's so shiny because people walk by and they touch it and, you know, they're talking and stuff. Like, I didn't touch any of the plaques because I don't think it's respectful to do that.
No.
You know?
I kind of was like, I told Kevin this. I'm like, this is awesome, but I think I need more time. To actually do this.
Yeah, you can't do it in like 3 hours. You gotta...
And, I mean, I guess the shittiest part of the whole thing wasn't so much the whole, it wasn't Cooperstown itself. The Hall of Fame itself, I should say. It was actually like Cooperstown. It was kind of cool, but at the same time, I mean, I was kind of like... Man, I thought there would be a little bit more, you know, a little bit more there. Maybe something different.
It's Salem for baseball fans. It's all, like, touristy and little shops and stuff.
But not as many as I thought.
Right. So we did go. They had a fucking Topps store down there, like a Topps baseball card store.
That was the cool.
How I didn't spend more money than I did. I walked out of that store. I spent $27.
Yes.
I bought two packs of cards, and then I bought a sleeve of three packs from 1987, because I was like, I wonder if I'll get anything cool my birth year. Fuck it, let's try it. The coolest one I pulled is I got a fucking Bobby Bonilla Pirates rookie card out of it. And it's not a reproduction. It's a 1987, like the packaging was old. It's an original fucking Bobby Bonilla rookie.
Yep.
The reason that's relevant is because the Mets still pay him right around $1 million a year on Bobby Bonilla Day. Because he worked it into his contract where, like, when he retired, you're going to pay me the rest of my money, but I'm not doing it in a lump sum. You're doing it over the period of however many years it takes to take you motherfuckers to pay me so I don't get taxed to death.
All right, who's this other one?
Oh, I got a Michael Harris the second rookie.
Oh.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got some decent ones, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and then I made my brother have a hat boner.
Yep. I got this fucking excellent Ken Griffey 8-bit hat at the Baseballism shop.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I got a 3-up, 3-down hat. And I got a shirt, which is pretty damn cool. I like the shirt. Had the Constitution, not the Constitution, but the Pledge of Allegiance on it, I believe. And it was basically for military type of thing. And I'm very much a big supporter of military stuff.
No shit.
I know.
Never would have guessed that.
I know. It's crazy. So then we kind of proceed to head back, and I had to call up where my dog was and be like, hey, yeah, because, you know, I'm a dumbass. Can you keep the dog overnight one more night, please? And they're like, yeah, sure. And we proceed to take a route back home. And I'm kind of going, why the fuck are we going this way? We're, like, back roading it. And we see not one, not two, I think it was three Amish carts.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, going down the road. And I was like, we're Amish country. Holy fuck.
Anyway, I can say this, because they won't hear them. Fuck them Amish. Taking a stand right here.
Yes.
Listen up, Hezekiah. Fucking non-electrocated son of a bitch.
Yeah, it was a cool...
Went to a Wendy's in the middle of buttfuck nowhere in New York where the four people that were working there didn't have a full set of teeth between the four of them.
It was a Johnstown. It wasn't buttfuck nowhere.
No, kind of. We had Methany at the counter.
She was nice, though. She was.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like Kevin. I'm like, kind of looked over. I was butt ready to be like, are we fucking invisible?
Yeah.
Because they weren't like waiting on us or anything.
Yeah, it happens. It's the service industry. Shit happens.
Yeah. I want to say overall, I'm going to rate our trip on about an 8, 9.
Yeah, if they ever do another live show out there, I wouldn't hesitate to go back for it.
Yeah.
It was fun. We had a fucking blast. We met a lot of good people.
Yeah.
Which, that's the important part, you know.
And, I mean,
we would definitely have stayed another night because I think getting all of us together out on Friday night, it would have been a fucking scene.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh no, we're here a night early. I'm getting fucked up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if we had been out there a night earlier, you know, and keep saying that, you know, I want to get out so we can, you know, go somewhere else and go see Justin and everybody else.
Yeah, go do like a live investigation or something.
Yeah, do one of those.
They're doing a cool one, I guess, right in, I think it was in Fort Wayne. Their next one is.
Yeah.
The next live show, and they're doing
Blair's Mansion,
something like that. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
They're doing a live investigation too. I'm like, that's gonna be fucking cool.
Yeah, and I wish I'm like, man, if I live fucking closer,
I can't drive 12 hours.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm like, oh, god damn. But if I was closer, I'd be like, I'm fucking there, and I'd be like, hey, anybody else wants to go?
Yeah, right.
Because I honestly hate this. You know, was like, well. Be nice to go to the live event, but I really would just go to hang out, you know, the whole fucking night and do a investigation, you know, with Jerry and Teresa and Justin, you know, just, you know, those three.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of fucking cool.
It was. I mean, it was cool either way.
Yeah.
Trying to find it here.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, I was telling Kevin, I was like, man. It was almost like, you know, I kept saying, I'm like, God damn, it was almost like we had known Justin forever. You know, there was like, I don't know, just
it's almost
your
like,
friend.
Like somebody that you've known for a while, and you just like ran back in and were like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Kind of like that, you know?
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Trying to find it here because, believe it or not, while we were out there, we also got our very first review on the Dark Windows page, not the show page, like where all you weirdos hang out. And we have all kinds of fun, but we had like our actual first. If I can find the goddamn thing, we actually had two.
I was actually trying to find that too, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. Let's see. Anyway, so we had a Kale Raymond do a review. Very nice. And he's like, hey, I got a couple things you guys should cover. And it just so happens, if you're not on our Patreon, patreon.com/darkwindowspodcast, where we rolled the cube last week, and I happened to roll a crime.
Yep.
That kind of fits in pretty well with the fact that he wanted to hear a crime that was committed 20 minutes from here.
Yes.
And that will be my, not next week's episode, because I already had one I was starting on that we were going to do this
no,
week.
No. You rolled a cult for this week.
Yes. Yes,
and,
that's what I'm saying.
And you said you wanted to do a crime.
So I'm not really doing a cult because, like, I had already started on it. It was going to be this week's episode. It's more a secret society. We're doing fucking Bohemian Grove.
I still say it's a cult.
But my next one after that is a crime. And like I said, it took place about 20 minutes from here.
Not even.
It's still unsolved as far as we can find.
Yes.
And I am going to dive into that because it's interesting. It was an armored car robbery that happened in Rutland where...
Don't tell them.
You know, it's never been solved.
Yes.
So... But,
it is an unsolved crime.
Yeah, and the other one he wanted to hear was like ancient stone structures in Vermont and New England. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Kevin will dive into that. He'll get on that.
Yeah, I got you.
But before we go too far, because we also had one from, and I want to mention this because John Gerlach, he did the thing and says recommends Dark Windows 5 out of 5 stars. So yeah, fuck you, that one guy who left us a weird review that I still love.
If nobody saw my post on Sunday morning, because when I woke up, I said, if I needed to rate this, like everybody else, rate this hotel, or motel, whatever you want to call it.
It was a hotel.
Hotel.
Because
like,
we didn't have to go outside to get to our rooms.
Yes,
a hotel.
Hotel.
Yeah.
So I said, if I rate this hotel, like everybody rates, some people rate our podcast, I would have to give it 1 star. Tried it once, won't again.
So John Gerlach says, a fun collection of topics worth a listen. Good guys and a good pod to subscribe to on your favorite podcatcher. We really appreciate that, man. We really do. But
I'm surprised, Jonathan.
You didn't leave a recommendation. So
I know.
You got to get back to one of us and be like, hey, this is what I want you guys to cover.
And I'm disappointed a little bit, Mr. Gerlach, that I didn't see you.
He's a family man. He might have had stuff to do.
I know, but still, come on.
Not all of us can just abandon our families for a weekend, Kevin, like I can.
You're an asshole.
Even though my wife's like, I slept a lot better without you there. We had room, and I'm like, that's great, because I slept like dog shit.
Yeah.
On a stiff bed with like one fucking pillow worth of shit. But
the pillows were...
They were okay. It was 3 out of 5 on the pillows.
Yeah.
The mattress was a 2. But anyway. So, yeah, that was our trip to Buffalo for a live show where we, again... Met some super fucking cool people.
We did.
And,
Had a lot of fun.
We sure did. So, go check out Mysterious Circumstances with Justin Rimmel.
Yep.
Fantastic fucking show. Go check out Hillbilly Horror Stories with Jerry and Tracy. Fantastic fucking show. Go check out Brohio, where if you like us, you'll like them because they're actually funny, but it's essentially the same stuff. Did have a conversation with Nick about an episode that we listened to on the way out that, has inspired me. I think we have to do it for Patreon. My exact words were, the Goatman erotica made me almost drive off the fucking road.
Uh-huh.
So that was an intense episode.
Yes.
Oof.
Which one of us would read it, though?
I'd read it.
Okay.
I'd read it. There was a lot of jizz.
Yeah.
A lot of jizz. Actually, that'd be one of those ones I would love to get, like, a fucking guest reader on. Like, oh, man, if I could trick Shelby into doing it. Oh, that'd be funny. Oh,
that would
boy.
Be great.
If you guys want me to try to trick my wife into reading some, like, Mothman erotica, let me know.
Yeah.
Because I can probably make that happen. It'd be fucking hilarious.
And also, if you're more true crime, go check out Minds of Madness.
Yes.
That is
Tyler Allen.
Tyler Allen. Check them out. You know, give them a follow. Write a review for every single one of these people. And you can say, hey, the two Kevins over at Dark Windows Podcast sent us. So, you know, be nice. Yeah. Don't
all
be asshole.
All three of you that are in that list, they go find those other guys.
Exactly.
Let them know.
You know. I mean, I know some of them actually already listened to those guys.
That's true, because we got quite a few of our listeners from Mysterious Circumstances and fucking Brohio. But but I mean, I'm also a butt chugger from way back. I knew Mike and like Ray before we started the show.
You knew of them, yes.
I had talked to them on that page through something. That's why when the names popped back up and we started the show, I was like, wait a minute, I know you.
Yeah.
So it's good shit. We had a lot of fun. Kind of made me want to do that, but also at the same time, I know I'm a nervous boy and I'd have to throw up first.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't like hundreds of people there, but there was still enough people there that I would have been extremely uncomfortable.
And I got Justin like, says to me, he comes up, he goes, you know, you talk a lot better in person than you do on the mic. You've done a lot of this. I'm just joking. I go, No, you're right.
Yeah, he's not wrong. Like, this episode, you're going to sound great because you're not trying to read shit.
It's true.
Because you don't know how to read.
Shut up.
But that's okay.
But, I mean, you know, if I were... Okay, first off, if I knew the whole topic, if I know the topics by heart, didn't have to, like, you know, sound so goddamn professional.
You don't have...
Okay, so what you don't know is Kevin's computer decided to shut the fuck down.
Yeah, it was like, see ya.
Yeah, it kind of said, you know what, fuck you.
I had a problem. And the screen goes blue and it's like, bye.
So, we'll wrap this up by saying go over to Patreon.
Patreon.com/Dark Windows Podcast. $5 a month gets you access to 77. Kind of, you know, call it 78 after this week.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Maybe 79. I don't know.
I don't know.
Episodes of other mediocre bullshit that we've covered.
You know it.
So for like a medium coffee... Once a month.
Yep.
You get to listen to us fucking ramble for an additional 20 minutes to an hour.
Exactly.
And
also go over to another place. Go to studio.com.
Yeah.
Go check them out. They got your next pair of headphone or earbuds. They have different quantities. They have a Bluetooth speaker. Find what you want. Put it in your basket. Go to checkout. Put the promo code of DarkWindows15 in to get 15% off your entire purchase. You can also find us. You can find us on different social medias like Facebook, Dark Windows Podcast, and then you can also go over to our.
There's two of those.
Yes, our other page, which is Dark Windows Pod.
No, we have Dark Windows Podcast. And then we have Dark Windows Podcast. So if you punch in Dark Windows Podcast, two will come up. Like both of them.
I think only one comes up. I think it's Dark Windows Pod is the other one.
No, the other one's Dark Windows Podcast. I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
But
well, anyway, you can also find us on Instagram.
I'm sorry, the other one just comes up as Dark Windows.
It's Dark Windows, yes.
And then this is Podcast underneath it because that's what the kind of show it is, what kind of thing it is. So.
So you can find us on Dark Windows Podcast on Facebook. And then our other page, which is Dark Windows.
Dark Windows, full stop.
Yes, full stop.
Like both.
You can find us on all different types of platforms. You can listen to your podcasts
on. If you're an Instagram kind of person, then we're on Instagram. We don't really do a lot other than post the episodes there because I basically go on my own personal Instagram for most things because I forget that we can post stuff for the show still, too.
Fucking forget about it. And
you got to do that.
Yeah, I got to get back onto that
horse. Twitter can eat dicks, though.
I was like on Instagram, like liking and commenting a lot more.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time on Instagram, more so than Facebook. But
yeah, I fell off.
But Twitter, like, we don't use Twitter, and it's not because Elon Musk bought it. Honestly, if anything, that'd be more reason for me to use it.
Yeah.
Because I think he's fucking hilarious that he's trolling, like, 4 billion people.
Yeah. But both of those, you can find us at Dark Windows Pod.
Threads, like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Like, I'm too old for that, and I don't understand how TikTok works, so I'm not going to do that, because I'm pretty sure we'd get kicked off of there.
Probably.
For being gross.
But yeah, both.
Maybe we'll do YouTube. Who knows? We'll upload all of our shit to YouTube.
Okay.
Well, fuck it.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
I don't know how to do that either, but.
But if you didn't hear me in the middle of Kevin's rant, it's.
They didn't want to hear you.
Dark Shop. It's both those, Instagram and Twitter, it's Dark Windows Pod.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Like, review, and subscribe. Whatever. Do your thing.
Yeah.
And listen to the goddamn commercials.
Please.
Please.
We're begging you. Just listen to the commercials.
I had to yell at Kevin on the trip because he skipped commercials for someone's podcast.
Listen. It's a show that makes way more money than us. He won't mind that I skipped his commercials.
He might.
I've talked to the guy personally. He will not mind that we skipped his commercials.
They still might.
He's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Down East Red Slushy. At first, I was like, I don't like it as much as the Creamsicle.
Dude, it's fucking Red Slush Puppies.
But Red Slush Puppy is good.
Yeah.
You know, sponsor us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because we've spoken so kindly of Massachusetts in the past, so why don't you give us money?
Well, all right, fuck them.
Give us your cider and get fucking gun laws right, bunch of turds.
Yeah. So until next time, just because you can't see out in the dark doesn't mean the dark can't see into you. Bye, bitches.
There it is.